teaming up together on another operation. It's going to center pretty close here to Coochee, just up the piece from us. The troop and the squadron is not really going to get involved in this operation very much at all. You'll probably read a good bit about it in the papers. I can't tell you the name of it yet, but for exactly where it's going to be. You'll read about it in the papers, and it won't involve us. We're going to be one of the few units that should be back here securing the old base camp. Our old squadron commander, Colonel Webb, is leaving the squadron on about the 5th of May to return to CONUS, and we're going to get a new squadron commander. Colonel Shea should be here sometime shortly thereafter. I think I told you that the sergeant major there at Fort Carson has come in, and he's now to be the sergeant major here in the squadron. He's a real go-getter, and I've always had a lot of fun with him. I asked him if he wanted to come along with me sometime when I was flying M&R over one of the operations so he could get to see what was going on. From my vantage point above the whole thing, you can get the whole big picture, whereas if you're in some other part of it, you get a lot of what they're doing, but not much of what everybody else is doing. I, unfortunately, most of the time, am not doing much other than flying around observing and waiting for an eventuality where our aircraft may be called in to be used. If nothing goes wrong, it's just a sweep around the area, looking out to see what we can see, report what we do see. It is fairly interesting. Again, I never really have been too much on this maintenance game in the last few years. I'll welcome when I have an opportunity to change to something else. If I do get an opportunity over here, I don't know. I don't really know anything at all whether I would or I wouldn't. We got the latest Army Times today, and I noticed that the old majors list has run out, and that they're not even listing it in a small box anymore. Should be getting within a month or so now of when they'll announce the list. Be quite interested to see it. It seems like such an easy thing to bundle all your laundry up, put it in a bag, and fill out a slip twice a week and turn it in. Get it all nice and fresh and just put it up. Do it with a little dust and a cleaning. But I sure, if I was a woman, I'd sure make some man a lousy wife, I'll tell you. I've got to get after my bed and wash my sheets again tomorrow, and I've been telling myself that for 3 days, so you can tell by now they're a little on my hooch. When I first moved over here, it was real nice. I didn't have it anything at all, so nothing was a mess. And as I go along, I accumulate little things here and accumulate little things there. I'm starting to pile up now into one big hell of a mess. I think probably the best solution to the whole thing is to go get a can of gasoline and dump it over this thing and light it up. I would like to get a new roof for my, or a new tent is what I need to do to hang over this tent frame. The old one I've got is full of all kinds of holes and starting to rot out, and it leaks like a sieve. The floor appears like it's going to be perpetually wet now for the next couple of months. Been fairly good about only one thing, and that's taking my boots off before I come in so we don't track the mud all over. I must be quite disconcerting to my roommates because always when I look over in his area, it's fairly neat, fairly clean, and my side of the hooch is rather messy and rather junky. But when he's around, we kind of share turns. And who shovels the dirt out, who does the dusting, and who carries the garbage out, who burns the letters, who burns the papers, things like this. I'm just not very good at it, I'm afraid. It's much easier for me to sit there and tell myself what a mess it is than for me to get off my duff and do it. But I think tomorrow, barring no crisis, there's usually a crisis every day, I think I'll get in here with dusting rags, broom, and sweep clean and rearrange the mess that I've got in here before my roommate gets back. I don't think I've been to the PX now for, good Lord, must be 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm just about out of cigarettes, so I guess I'm going to have to make another trip to the PX. PX here isn't much at all. We got loads and loads of nothing. And if it's anything you want, you can be sure before you go there that they don't have it. They do have soap. They do have cigarettes, although lots of times they don't have the brand you want. They have shaving gear and shoe polish, but my Lord, anything else you try and get in there, they're either all sold out, have never had it, or it's dirty and dusty and damaged. It's not the finest thing in the world. And down Saigon, it's not a whole heck of a lot better. Lately, I'm sure they've been shortchanging Saigon to send it up to the troops in the field. The only thing is, it's damn many troops up here and so many troops in the field that the supply system, PX goods, just can't compete with parts for tanks, artillery pieces, airplanes, the other necessities that it takes to go ahead and run a war. And this coming into the country and getting up here to Coochee, the BX goods have to compete with every single bit of it. So if you want to have the things that successfully allow you to go ahead and prosecute the war, protect and defend yourself, you've got to give up something. And I guess BX goods is what we're giving up. They're right now on a great big kick on mortar bunkers. The bunker that I've got is now one that's shared with not only Bill and myself, but Frank Delvey next door and Jim Jackson, but also with the NCOs. It's kind of sitting between the four hooches. And fortunately enough, that's one of the only hooches, only bunkers that really meets the specifications that are called for a bunker. Everybody else is having to go out here and hump sandbags and put roofs on, or take roofs off and put new roofs on because they don't have them adequately supported. If they ever did get a mortar attack on theirs, it'd probably cave in. The one we've got is about three sandbags thick on the sides. It's got 4-inch timbers laced across the top and up the sides, and the top timbers are braced from that. On top of that, it's laid PSP. Two layers of sandbags, and then there's a great big tarpaulin that covers all of that to keep it relatively dry inside. But these bunkers are pretty dank, damp little things. They're only about 4 feet high, although they've got fairly good sitting room inside, no ventilation, and no light. And you just have to squat in there till the whole thing's over with. Most people don't particularly appreciate sitting there. I don't. Well, dear, I see like I have kind of finished this up, so I'm going to say goodnight to you all.